I would be glad to finish the reading. Okay, the next question was, do the chakras change with age? It seems as we get older, we are more open to spiritual truth. Or are we? And Maitreya answered, sure they do, because there are different periods of the life. God has created us in such a way that we manifest different energies. The different chakras are more prominent in different periods of our lives. For instance, when we are children, probably we are mostly connected to the spirit, and we have no consciousness of our bodies or very little consciousness of our bodies. Very few of us remember our bodies when we were 2 or 3 years old. Does anyone remember his or her body when they were 2 or 3 years old? No. We didn't even have the consciousness of our bodies. We started getting a connection to our bodies around 7 or 8 years old. We could remember how our bodies were pretty well when we were 7 or 8 years old. We were becoming more worldly in connection. When we come to the next age, the teenager, of course, we are very aware of our bodies, especially of our noses. And everybody was laughing. Also at that age, we feel passion in our bodies. We're getting signals all over our bodies about how we look and how we act. As we approach adult life, our concern is, are we children or are we adults? We are completely confused between being children and being grown-ups. That is why the teenagers have a hard time. They are receiving all kinds of signals from their second chakras. The reproductive part is developing, and they are receiving all these different signals. Very few teenagers really have time, if they are given a choice, to think about God. They'd rather think about their boyfriend or girlfriend, the boy next door, the girl next door, or whatever teenagers think about. It is so important that the parents be God-conscious and train their children from childhood to think about God. It's going to help the children a lot when they grow up, because in the teen years, they cannot control these emotions, those passionate feelings. If they have had spiritual training and disciplines, they have a good base to go through this period and come out fine. But if they do not have any control or discipline, as they have never encountered such pulls, they just go crazy. They don't even know what to do with them. That is why we recommend the younger children have a walking mantra. They just walk and meditate on Hari Om Shri Hung Om Nam Kevalam. It makes them concentrate their minds more and more on God, on control of their minds. I did not have a mantra, but I remember when I was a child, I used to count my steps. I used to count 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. And then 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. It's kind of a mantra by itself. It's interesting that it adds to 7. But that is what I used to think. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. If children use a walking mantra, they create this ability to control their minds. They just walk and say, Hari Om Shri Hung Om Nam Kevalam. Their minds do not wander to many different ways of thinking. Of course, when they are 12 years old, we recommend they really start practicing formal meditation. So by the time they are 13 or 14 years old, they have pretty good control of their emotions, etc. Then in teenage years, we're going to have much calmer, much more centered teenagers rather than wild teenagers who do not know what to do with these incredible energies in them. They really do not know what to do with themselves. They have more problems than we have with them because the poor kids don't know. They are torn by so many different poles. Of course, when they reach 18 and 19 years old, they want to be accepted by society, their group, etc. The teenager wants to follow the peer pressure. He or she does it, but at the end, all of their peers are gone. They receive diplomas. Then one goes to this college, one goes to that college, one goes to another college. 6 months later, all of them have gone different ways, and he or she feels, what was that all about? I was so afraid about these people liking me or doing exactly what they wanted me to do. Now they are all gone. That is just one experience. So in college, they grow up a little bit. They are no longer under peer pressure. They are under different kinds of pressure. Their social awareness increases. They become more competitive. They become concerned about getting good grades, making it in the world, etc. If they make good grades and they make it in school, they may have a good job, but still after a while they say, that wasn't it either. So they may marry. They say, well, maybe I'll marry, that's it. They marry, and that was not it either. They have children. They say, let's have a child. The child comes. They're happy for a year or 6 months. He's so cuddly and cute. They spend some time with him, and after 2 or 3 years, the child starts having his or her own personality. They say, well, he's going away more and more from us. He is a different person than us. He is not that cuddly child any longer. He or she has his own will. He wants to be himself or herself. So that phase is also gone. You reach a point where everything you did not give you the ultimate satisfaction. So you are more open now to the spirit because you realize nothing in this world gives you that ultimate satisfaction for which you long. Then you go to the spirit. You go to God. You open yourself to, what is this life all about? I spend all this time chasing this elusive happiness. I thought I'd be fulfilled with all that I have. None of it gave me that happiness. So when you are older, you are more open because the lower propensity is pulling you in different directions. That passionate feeling of the teenager is no longer there. The desire of competition and success did not work. The children, spouse, and all these things did not give you that happiness. When you become older, you are more open to the spirit. In different levels of our lives, different propensities are awakened in us. As we become older, the lower propensities become fulfilled more, and the higher propensities start manifesting themselves. Also, we go through many experiences. We go through the many desires that we want. We try to accomplish, and we accomplish. But they were not it. Greater is the one who has the propensity to go for spirituality at a younger age. Those are the great souls who desire to have this knowledge at a younger age. By the time they are teenagers or in their youth, they have already gone through all these experiences in their meditation. They have seen the emptiness of it, so they become great souls. To answer your question, yes, the older you become, the more you are open to spiritual truth. Of course, some people never become interested in spiritual truths because they never learn their lessons. But those who learn their lessons, yes, they become more open to spiritual truth. And I'll end there and say shalom to everyone.